fifth and sixth rooks as part of 10th Anuvakamin Rudram. The essence of those two mantras is, anybody looked at the notes that I sent? What is the essence of those two mantras? What is the essence of all of it? Yes, you are right. The meaning you got it. Mano mahantam bhuta mano arpakam. Don't harm our wise ones, our children, their progeny. Do not hurt our infants or those that are to be born. That is all the meaning, correct. But what is the summary of all of it? Does your parent share with you the notes? Okay, where is the parent? Yes. Are the parents reading the notes? Okay. Please share. Again, the point of this is collectively we are trying to transform ourselves from the lower to the higher truth. Then from the lower to the higher truth. That is the essence of all of this. Where we are caught up in our own little world, which we think is the only world that exists in, we live as those reflections in that little cosmos that we created for ourselves. All these mantras are saying you are not that. Now, what is the essence of, yes?
That love in understanding is non-violence.
Love in understanding is non-violence. That is the essence of those two mantras. All these mantras that we are talking about in 10th Anuvakamin is about?
Love.
Love. Now, so far, what are all the things about love that we learned?
Love and action is dharma.
Love and action is dharma. What is that mantra? Okay. Now you see, that's what you revise. You go back and you revise. And then you have to do your homework. This is not different. This is not different. This is not Purana Pravachanam. Purana Pravachanam means, you know, like some people like Chavinti Koteswara and Garika Patti, all these people are there that do pravachanas. And there are people that are just used to listening to them. That they will be talking and they will be just listening. It's called a pravachana. Means Swami says very beautifully, if you get a disease in your body, where do you put the medicine? In the ear? Where do you put the medicine? In the mouth, no? You don't put medicine in your ear for some infection of the throat or something. All these Purana Pravachanams are, you are taking medicine but putting it in the ear. That has no use. And then the Chaganti or whoever it is, you keep listening to Shanmuga, Samgaru, all these great people. What they do is they keep talking and there are a lot of people that listen. That is not the purpose of Satya Sai. Satya Sai is all about realizing our own inherent divinity and practicing it practically in daily lives through love and service. That is what Swami is expecting. He is not expecting us to become pundits and scholars and then chant all these mantras fluently and expositions on them ab infinitum. That is not what Swami is expecting. Where is the work being done through hands? The hands that serve are holier than the
lips that
pray. Now, when you understand these mantras now, they are practical principles of how you constantly sustain that presence which is beyond our own microcosm. That is what this Rudram is about. Therefore, Rudram is not a chant. Rudram is a practical way of spiritual life that is ordained for even the greatest realized sannyasis. People like Paramacharya. Why Paramacharya? Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba chanted Rudram. Why? Because it is the supreme hymn that is connecting you to who you truly are. And that who you truly are is four letters.
Love.
Love.
Thank you. Thank you. Now love, as I said many, many times in the last class, it is not a
emotion.
Yeah. When we hear the word love, we are thinking it is an emotion. Because our daily activities of how we live in life is all about some emotion, isn't it? And commotion. Without that emotion and commotion, we cannot operate. And that relative emotion and commotion, you are so used to it that as an emotion. But love is not an emotion. When I say emotion, what does that mean? It is not a thought. It is not an object. You understand how, what an emotion is? When that consciousness, when it is associated with some object, turns into thought, then so that you can relate to it. Otherwise, consciousness, you cannot relate to it because it's not an object of experience. Oh, now it is too much philosophy now? Yeah, it's too much philosophy. It is not an object of experience. That means what? We can only interact in the relative world through objects of experience, isn't it? Yes? Yes. Without that object of experience, we cannot relate to it. Isn't it? Yes. How do you know there is current or power? Only because of an object of experience called the light. Otherwise, how do you experience current? You cannot. If you do, you can't report it. Yes? Am I making sense? Yeah. Because how do you know there is current? How do you know there is power?
Light.
Yeah, you need some object of experience. Isn't it? Is that clear? That's not philosophy, right? Yeah, it's very practical. Now, how do you know that current is not there because that object of experience is missing? Then you know, oh, it is not there. But is the current actually there all the time?
Yes.
Generally speaking, yes. Sometimes what happens is this object of experience might have burnt out. It doesn't mean that there is no current. Yes? You understand? Where is it? So current is not an object of?
Experience.
I'm trivializing it, but I'm only to make it understandable. That's all I'm trying to do. But actually even that metaphor fails at some point. Okay? That metaphor fails. At some point, it is called a pedagogy. Means it's trying to understand that in a relative way, which is in itself is a paradox. That is cannot be relative. It cannot be a relative. So, love is not an emotion of relative experience. It is not. It is a value. Truth is a value. It is not a. Now, how do you know it is true? Because love, because there is some emotion associated. You love someone. I love you. Then what happened? You made it a new object. But love is not that. Am I making sense? So now, how do you experience that love in your daily life is what these mantras are actually very beautifully expounding. Love in action is dharma. Now you understood. Oh, when I act, then I am acting through love. Then what is love in action? That's what the previous mantra said. What is that mantra that said? Love in action is dharma. Vridano rudro tano
mayaskriti kshayat
viraya namasa vidhemate yachanjayoscha manura manuraya jepita That mantra is very beautifully expounding what is love in action. Now, the next, that is 10.4. Then the 10.5 and 6 is love in
understanding.
Now, love in understanding. You see, these words are so beautiful. Understand. Huh? Understand means what? Something which is substratum. That is what is understand. Understand, that means you are beneath, you are standing on the top of it. What is it that you are standing on top of? Love in understanding. Now that mantra that we learned last week, what beautiful coincidence is it, celebration of Christmas here. Love in understanding is non-violence, is the essence of that is the prayer of Christianity, the Lord's prayer. That is love in understanding. The essence of Christianity is love in understanding. Now we went through that. If we say Rudra as your, say for example, you put Rudra as father, Mano Mahantam, and then you are telling this father, father, what I would like you to do is not to hurt any of my own presence, my children, my wise ones, my cattle, my all of these things. Why you are telling them, you're telling him like that? Father, don't hurt. Why father has to hurt? Why father is hurting somebody? Rudra bhamito over here. Havishmanto namasavitema. Why is the father, when does the father get angry? No, I'm now relativifying, you know, making it relative. When there are four children in the family, and when those four children are fighting with each other in the family, of course the father will get angry at all of them, isn't it?
Yes.
Because they missed the understanding that they are brethren. For them, the understanding that they are coming from the same place of origin is missing. That means what? The source, they forgot what they mean, that we are coming from the same source, is missing. Hello, you are all blissed out or what? Are you all blissed out? Not really, right? So, if you are not connecting, raise your hand. So now we are saying, our Father, thou art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What is thy will be done? In the mantra, in the last mantra that we learned, thy will be done is what? Oh, that's why you haven't read the notes. I put it all in the notes. Now, in that mantra, that exact two mantras, very perfectly you will understand those two mantras if you understand the Lord's Prayer, which is actually in English. Mano Mahantam Utamano. This aspect of inner understanding results, there are three things here, right? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Then it says, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. That is the understanding. The understanding is, oh God, this whole universe belongs to you. We are all brethren. And the evil that we commit is to judge each other. And the moment we judge each other, then what we start doing? We separate from each other, right? The moment you judge, you separate. In Telugu, there is a beautiful tappu lennuvaru tama tappu leruvaru vishwadharanamu indravema. If you keep on pointing faults of others, and you really miss the point, because that is the temptation. The temptation is to judge. Deliver us from that temptation. The moment I judge, then I separated myself from the king, isn't it? Yes? Because now you are saying, I am holier than you, I am better than you, you are inferior to me, I am spiritually elevated. It is not that people don't have mistakes, everybody has mistakes. That's, to err is human, but to correct is divine. That's what is another idiom in English. So, it's not that there are no mistakes in this world, but instead of constantly pointing the mistake, if you do something about it, or focusing on the mistake, not of others, but yourselves, our own self. So therefore it's saying, lead us not into the temptation of judging others. And then it says, because your kingdom, there is no mistake. original mistake. Now, how do we understand that? Then how do we know that there are evil people? No. Come on. Isn't that how do we deal with the evil people? That's the beautiful question. So in this, what you are saying is, do not hurt anyone. Mano mahanta. May our wise ones be spared. Spared from what? Your anger. Rudra bhamito. Now why is he getting angry now? Because of?
Separation.
Judgment of each other. This is the same story of Moses also. This is the same story of Jesus also. Any great one is telling the same story. The same story of Satya Sai Baba also. Same story of Shirdi Sai Baba also. People fighting as Hindus and Muslims all the time. Shirdi Sai said, okay, I will have my ears pierced so they all think I am a Brahmin. And then I will live in a mosque. I will go back out. So impossible for anyone to really comprehend what he's trying to do. He's saying, all of this stuff that you created in fighting amongst yourselves, deliver yourselves from that evil. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Huh? You understand? That is non-violence. When he is carrying the cross, and when people came and spit on him, when people came and beating up him with the whip, and when he was carrying the cross, what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they do not understand what they are doing. What an amazing, really, Jesus is my most favorite role model. I cannot tell you how much I love Jesus. He's truly my heart, and I get inspired just saying the word Jesus. Now, but we are fighting here thinking that some person is, all this stupidity of people fighting with each other, not understanding, that you are asking, Father, spare them, forgive them, forgive those old ones, forgive those infants, forgive those infants, forgive those to be born, and let me not be carried away by temptation to judge them. Deliver me from their evil. Mano mahanta mutamano arbhagam mana mukshanta mutamana mukshitam. Mano vadhihi pitaram motamataram priyamanas tanvo rudraririsha. Now, in this mantra, this is the Lord's prayer that we are talking about. The surrender is thy will be done. And that surrender and sacrifice is what we call Havishmanto Namasa Vidhemate. That Vidhema means, last time I talked about surrender and absolute obedience, Vidhema. Thy will be done is Vidhema. Namasa Vidhemate. Havishmanto. What is it that we are, Havishmanto means we are sacrificing our. Exactly. Now, let's chant one more time, and then one more time the two mantras, and then we'll go to the next mantra.
Tamano ardhakam mana ukshantam utamana ukshitam mano badim pitaram motamataram priyamanas tanuvo rudrari.
Now, this, there is a beautiful word there, trespasses, and forgive us our trespasses. That is how Father will get angry. Now we are asking, forgive us our trespasses. What are those trespasses that cause judgment and all this fear, judgment, separation? These are all the trespasses. For that you are asking, this forgiveness term is used as if you are you know, telling other people it's okay, I will tolerate you. The word forgiveness has become a substitute for tolerating other person. The please forgive me, somebody says, okay, I forgive you. What? It's not tolerating. Forgiveness is whatever you are carrying about other person. Yeah? You are carrying hurt about other person. Yes, that person must have hurt you. So who is suffering?
Us.
You are suffering, isn't it? So you forgive yourself from that hurt. You say, I am not going to be hurt about that anymore. Then you consciously decide about it. Then what happens? You are free. You are free. It doesn't mean that the person has not hurt you or that person is about it. That's not what it is about. It is not about other person, period. You are carrying this all your life. It's time for you to say, yes, I am free. I'm not going to be hurt by this anymore. So forgive us our trespasses. And then what's the next sentence? As we forgive those who trespass against us. See? What an incredible, powerful prayer that is. Jesus actually took the essence of all the scriptures and gave them in very simple, practical principles for people to live those principles, not simply get carried away by those principles as orthodox rituals that and processes that were meaningless. Same thing Buddha did. Now if you look at all these orthodox principles, the rituals, it's not that they're bad. What is the problem?
Following
them blindly without even connecting to what is the purpose of the... That is what a Buddha did. Stop this nonsense. Buddha said, stop this nonsense. I'm not going to follow any of these Vedas, these rituals, anything. Because people forgot the principles of what a human being is first. Bring that. Swami says, Swami Rama says very beautifully, first be a human. That's all you need to do. Don't forget it. Don't worry about being a divine being something. That is it. If you are just a human being, that in itself is a great accomplishment. Forget to be divine. So what is it to be a human being? To be a human being is to be truthful, to have right conduct, to have love, the peace and the non-violence. This is what it is to be a human being. That's why they are called human values. And the center point of connecting all these human values, very simply put, is love. So that next one is now we are going into next mantra. Now repeat after me. Arate.
Arate.
Goghna.
Goghna.
Uta.
Uta.
Purushagne.
Purushagne.
Shayadviraya.
Shayadviraya.
Sumnamasmete.
Sumnamasmete.
Astu.
Astu.
Now everybody saying this? Words? Yeah. Boys? Hello? Are you writing some love letters? Why are you here? Class, no? Yeah, focus.
I'm using this paper
because
my sister has my paper.
What?
Arate. Arate.
Goghna.
Goghna.
Uta.
Uta.
Purushagne.
Purushagne.
Chayadviraya.
Chayadviraya.
Sumnamasmete.
Sumnamasmete.
Astu.
Astu.
Rakshachano.
Rakshachano.
Adhichadeva.
Adhichadeva.
Bruhyadhachana.
Bruhyadhachana.
Sarmayaccha.
Sarmayaccha.
Dvivarhaha.
Dvivarhaha.
Arate. Goghna. Uta. Goghna. Uta. Purushagne. Now if you say agne, then it is fire. It is gne. Kha. 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 Ga. Gha. Not God. Okay? Purushagne means the fire within people. Purushagne means the one who destroys the people. Okay, now you see, very important to know what you are chanting. Okay. Purushagne. Arate uta purva arate gogha uta purushagne. Gne. Now, I don't hear people say gne. Gne. Not gne.
Gne.
Gha. Now, you see where the sound is coming from? This is why the beauty of Sanskrit is so amazing. It invokes so many energies at different levels from your bottom of the heart all the way to your palate. Arate gogha uta purushagne chayadviraya namasme te astu rakshajano adhichareva bruhyadhajana sharmaya chadrivarha. Now these words I will split so that each word separated in this, right? Because when we are chanting, they are all coming together. Multiple words come together. Arat te gogha uta purushagne shayadviraya sumnam asme te astu rakshachanaha adhicha deva bruhi adha chanaha sharma yachha dvivarhah. Those are the words. Now let's look at the meaning of this. Now we are saying in the mantra second line is coming deva, that is who you are referring to. Adhicha deva. So it starts with deva. O deva, O God, that form of yours, te means that form of yours, which spells destruction, go on cows, go ghna. Arat means keep it far away. Arat means let it be far away. What is far away? That form of yours, which is gokhna, that is destroying the cows, and also uta purushagne, destroying the people. What do you want that form? Where do you want that form to be? Far away. Yeah, because it is destroying. So you want the destruction aspect of it to be far away. Who are you asking that? God, Deva. Arat te gogna uta purushagne. Now, chayadviraya sumnam asmete astu. But we want that form of yours which destroys that chayadviraya. How many times the chayadviraya came? In before mantras also, chayadviraya keeps coming. Chayadviraya, that form of yours which destroys the enemies. And sumnam asme te astu, that which destroys our enemies and that which gives us peaceful thoughts. Sumnam means peaceful. Asme te astu, that is what should be, what we are desiring. What is it we want far away? That which destroys our cows and our people. I'm giving you the literal meaning, obviously. Right? So, raksha. Then what happens when that peaceful form of yours is close to us? Then we will get the benefit of raksha. Means it protects us. Adhicha bruhi. Bruhi means exalts us. That means that which exalts us, that which protects us, that which And that which gives us happiness, sharma, means happiness. Now, this sharma is where, you know, so many times we use the word sharma, right? Seshadri Sekhar Sharma, Nitin Sharma, Anand Sharma. When you say sarmanaha ahambo abhivadet, you say that. What the word sharma means? Sharma is not a title. Sharma means the one who gives happiness to others. So, if you deserve the title of sharma, where was sharma? Sharma means, where was you should be now giving happiness to others. That's why it's called sharma. Otherwise, it's not called sharma. It's karma. Not Virraja, the one who gives happiness to unhappiness to others is karma. The one to others is
sarma.
So if you don't give happiness to others, you say karmanaha ambhagra. If you are giving happiness, you say sarma. Now who is Shastri? Sharma Shastri. These are not we are commonly using these words sarma Shastri. Oh, they're Brahmins. No. Sarma Shastri nothing to do with Brahmins. Sharma is the title given for who gives happiness to others. Shastri means the one who is following the Shastras. The one who authentically follows the scriptures. That fellow is a Shastri. The one who is following. Now what? We forgot all those things. Shastri is the guy who has a safety belt. And he is the one. Now there is Varma, there is Sharma, there is Shastri. Varma is the one who protects everybody. Now, you see, these are not castes that belong to people. These are titles that are given to people by what they do to people, what they do to society. Sharma yachat nibarha, why I got into that is, sharma means giving happiness and peacefulness. Yachat nibarha. Happiness and peace to Dvibarha means where Dvibarha in two places. Dvibarha. Dvi is two, Varha means two places. What are those two places? Adhi, Adha. Higher, lower. Now you understand the whole mantra? I have explained it. Totally explained the literal meaning. Now let's chant again and then we'll go into the inner meaning of this mantra. Now here, some inner concepts we need to understand. Actually means the one who is illuminated. Deva doesn't mean actually God. God is the one who is illumined is what is Deva. An illumined being is Deva. So once you are illumined, what we are trying to say in this mantra is there is an aspect of a rajasic aspect, a fanatic, passionate aspect or attribute in which we live. Yes? What does this passionate, rajasic, fanatic, you know, you understand the word fanatic? The one who is mindlessly pursuing something and that mindless passion, like you see a lot of these religious people, they are fanatic. They are so fanatic. This is called Rakshasa Bhakti. Rava, great devotee. But he is a Rakshasa. Why he is called a Rakshasa? Because in his fanatism and his passion for God, he created separation of destruction of the whole environment around him and also destruction of himself. No? It's not that Ravana is not a great devotee. Ravana is the greatest Shiva Bhakta. The title he got is the greatest Shiva Bhakta. But so much passion for God that he expects that fanatism, you know. You belong to me. Why are you living in Kailas? Get out of here. I will build you a great go for you. Ravana said. Shiva said, hey, I don't need all of that. Why are you bothering? No. I mean, if you are my God, you can live like this? No, no way. See, this is fanatism. This is fanatism. If you, how you should live, I should tell how you should live. You shouldn't be having your own meaning. This is what is called that fanatic, passionate bhakti. And like a lot of people say, Sai Baba is the only God. Rest of them are not gods. This is also Rakshasa Bhakti. This is called Rakshasa Bhakti. Yes, Sai Baba is God, no question. But it doesn't mean others are not gods. Hello? You know why your God is? Because he does miracles. Oh, really? So the guy who doesn't do miracles is not God? This is another Rakshasa Bhakti. I am pointing out clearly Satya Sai devotees, because now they have become fools of making Baba a body. Rather than seeing this Baba beyond the body, they make Baba another body. And God is saying, I am some body. I am no body. Understand? So, in our own passion and craziness and fanatism, we take what is absolutely a pure substance and make it impure with our own passion and fanatism. And this is what's called religious behavior. That is what religion, true religion, has done to Islam. That's what religion has done to Christianity. And the stupidity of Christianity now is that everybody should be converted to be a Christian. Why? God, your God, Jesus, love thy neighbor. He did not say convert thy neighbor. Convert thy neighbor. He didn't say convert thy neighbor. He said, love thy neighbor. So what Christians are doing in India now? Mass conversions. Now not only that, because these people are Hindus and they can only relate to God with certain rituals, now they put four hands for Jesus the Christ and a kiritam for him, and now they say, Yesu Suprabhatam, Yesu Vedam, Yesu this, Yesu that. I'm not criticizing. This is what is called passionate Rajasik Rakshasa Bhakti. That you cannot tolerate others to worship any other person. If you don't believe in Jesus, you go to hell. If you don't believe in Allah, you shall be crucified or you shall be killed. This is called that. It is bhakti only. It is devotion. But that devotion is a rajasic, rakshasa devotion. What it did, it kills you and it also kills the people around you. Ravana. I gave examples of Islamic terrorists. I gave the example of Krishna. We shall only revere our God in our hearts, but we shall respect and love their neighbor, our neighbor, in whatever religion they pray. It doesn't matter to us. We believe all religions are true. When you say all religions are true, sumram asme te astu. Now you have sumnam, means what?
Peaceful
thought. Not rajasic thought. Hello. Now we see how beautiful this mantra is now. That peacefulness. And what is that peacefulness? That is love in feeling is peace. Love in feeling. That is peace. This is the essence of this mantra. Now when you have this in feeling, that feeling, sumnam asme te astu. O illumined one, do not become passionate and rajasic. Let your passion and rajasic fanatism be destroyed. Chayat viraya. Here, chayat viraya is coming in three different contexts in these mantras. One meaning of chayat viraya is destruction of desires. Another meaning of chayat viraya is destruction of inner enemies. Another meaning of chayat viraya is destruction of the rajasic or fanatic behavior. In this context, it is destruction of fanatism. That fanatism, may it be destroyed. Then who are you? What form remains? Sumnam ste astu. Then when you are sumnam, this means when you have peaceful posture and thoughtfulness, love in feelings, that is peace. then what happens? Raksha janaha, you shall be protected. Where shall you be protected? Vibharhad, above two places. What are those two places? Adhi in the higher world, Adha in the lower world. Adhi in spiritual sense, Adha in material sense. Dvibarhah, you will be rakshajanaha, we will be protected. Not only that, bruhi, we will be exalted. Not only that, we will get sharma, yachha. Sharma is peace, happiness and peace. Sharma, yachha. Making sense? How beautiful that mantra is now. What's the essence of this mantra?
Love and feeling is peace.
So the problem with all what we see around in the world with religion is one problem. It's called fanatism. Fanatic about your religion. And that fanatism is not good. Go means conscious, your own conscience. Purusha means your being. That rajasic fanatic behavior destroys your own presence and your own being. That which destroys my presence and being, let it be
far away.
Arad. Sumnam, that feeling which protects me, which exalts me, which illumines me, that which gives happiness in spiritual sense and materialistic sense, may that be close to me. Then who are you to lead? Deva, illumined one. Then we'll chant this mantra.